systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 2nd, 2010. My voice is fucked. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 331, the Friday show. If you guys are listening live, there is no thejamhole.com/feedback to type shit and we'll read it because...
It's not there anymore.
It's just not there anymore. Anyone know why? Where'd it go?
I don't have a clue.
I swear it was there yesterday. When was the last show we did?
Friday. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Today's Friday.
Thank you.
You dumbass.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it was there Wednesday?
It was there then. Yeah, it was. Huh. But it's taken a hiatus, so...
Oh, wait. I see. Keith and the girl. Keith says, because I don't want you to have it. I see. Okay, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's his, so that makes sense.
Anyway.
Do you remember when, what was it called? Talk Trap, I think, was the first feedback system they were using. And I guess, I don't know, like, the whole story, but something ended up happening. They, like, took it away from him or something. So then Hamda's brother coded up the Attack Work one, which is what we've all been using. And that thing has been really awesome, but I guess we're not allowed to use it anymore, so fuck me.
Oh, well.
I guess we'll just have to use the chat. You don't know anyone that works at Ustream, do you? Because that would really fuck us. Like, we'd have to go back to live video and deal with fucking spam and shit. And
that would be gay.
God, that would piss me off.
I've been getting a lot of spam shit on live video lately. Have you?
Yeah.
Like
comments?
Like, every other day, dude. Like, emails in my fucking folder. It's like, message from so-and-so or whatever.
How do you know?
To be friends on live video.
How do you know?
I don't care.
How do you know they're spam, though? How do you know they're not, like, legit people?
Because I go in and it's like a fucking comment posted of some chick's ass.
Because the avatar is some hot chick. I was over at Sean's house, Lyrical, the kid we were doing some rap shit with.
Yeah.
And he's looking on his Facebook. And he's like, oh, look, I got a new friend request. And he goes to it, and it's like a picture of this just hot-ass chick with, like, you know how they do with their shirt up, and then you can see part of the thong?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, he's like, oh, damn. And, like, the first thing I think of, I'm like, dude.
Spam.
That's spam. He's like, but it might not be. I'm like,
what a dork,
and
dude.
If you click on that, you might not get your whole fucking Facebook account hacked, right?
Exactly.
He's like, oh, right, good point.
Right.
So, yeah, episode 331. Fuck, I didn't even turn the phone call system on. Should we turn that on?
Are
we taking phone calls tonight?
I don't know. Do you want to take phone calls
tonight? Maybe later. If anyone, I don't know. Does anyone have anything they want to call in about?
Anyway.
Brank has a good point. Spam and ye shall be spammed. That is a good point because I made, like, 5 live video accounts with, like, little hot chick avatars. I may have spammed myself. I don't know. I may have, so. That makes sense.
Anyway.
But so, you guys know, last night, we fucking had a party.
We did.
Oh my God,
dude. I am still sore.
From?
Dancing my ass off.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we did this time, she made sure to press record, and I went through the video, and it came out really fucking good. Now, I'll tell you something. You guys know that just recently I started rapping with the FOS crew. It's 406. And everyone's like, well, people that I've talked to, they're like, why is it 406? And I'm like, all the other rappers get a fucking area code. They're like 818 and like 212 and all that shit, or 213 or whatever.
It just sounds funny because we're in Montana,
but
and
that's,
406 is like...
But that's awesome because all these other rappers...
We're out in the country.
Their zip codes are, or their area codes are like this big, and it's just a section. Our area code is the whole fucking state. 406 from fucking over here to like over here. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's because we don't have enough people to segregate area codes yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, that makes sense.
I was in Florida when they changed area codes around just to you know, make it to where it was, I don't know, you have this many in this area and this
right,
many in that
right.
area.
Per
like,
capita.
I had to go, like, in Tampa, it changed from something to eight something. I don't know. It was something weird. But.
Hey, Ann says, fuck yeah, Montana, splains it all, or Spains it all. Spains it
yeah.
all? I don't know. What the fuck is Montana? So...
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys know I wrote a new song in like 2 days and I was trying to memorize it. And I'll tell you what, I fucked that crowd up last night.
Yeah,
I pulled
it was great.
I pulled the greatest April Fool's prank ever in the history of my life, at least.
It was great, dude.
So
I loved it.
I go up there
the
and
the only one who knew was me though.
I know, it's so brilliant. And who would have guessed?
I looked at Ashley, I'm like, she's just like fucking
okay,
yeah,
so check this out. We'll start from the beginning. So I go and I'm like, ever since I wrote the song, I'm trying to memorize it, and I've told you guys this before, like this whole performing rap and memorizing it, because obviously I can't do like a, if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, the emo poetry things, I'm reading out of a book, because fuck memorizing shit. Why? I don't need to. So this is all new to me, and I'm like, I think I got it pretty well memorized, but probably not, because I've been, you know, listening to it and rapping it and always looking at the paper and shit. And so I should have known better that 2 days
is not enough time.
And it wasn't like I had, you know, 2 days straight, right? It was 2 days of, okay, I have to stop now and go to work. And here and there I would stop and like rap the song once. And then I'd like continue on listening to podcasts and shit. And then I'd do like 3 or 4 more stops. And then I'd stop and like flip it back to the beat and I'd rap it. So whoever saw me like while I was on my route, I'm in the truck just like fucking
jamming,
getting down and shit, doing the chorus and the fucking all the other shit. And so I kind of had an idea that maybe I'm going to just not remember anything. So I wrote out like a little cheat sheet, which was fucking retarded. Like, are you really going to get up in front of a bar full of drunk people and be like, hold on.
Piece
hold
of paper in your hand with your shit written on it?
Line. What's my line? what's the first 4 lines?
Where
and
am
then,
I at right now?
And then when I'm done with those 4 lines, I'll need the next 4. But I know the chorus because Sean's going to rap that for
right,
me.
Right, and I don't have to do that. Right.
So, We got some video of pretty much the whole night. I have like an hour and a half of fucking video to go through.
That
which is
video,
gonna be,
dude, I just hit record and just let it go. Like,
you knew better. You're like, if I turn it off of recording, I may not know how to make
right?
it record
I
again.
Know. I may not push that button.
These
ever
Evrios,
again.
These Evrios are fucking tricky, man.
You don't know.
So, Sean and or excuse me, his rap name. I need to quit calling him by his real name. His rap name, Lyrical. I love that. It's so great. And Papa Pill, they get up there and they do like 2 or 3 songs, and I'm like messing with the EQs and making sure the bass isn't blowing out and all that shit, because each track is different, whatever. So that gets all done, and like the whole time, you know, I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, I pretty much got this, no problem. So then he's like, you ready? You guys ready to hear some, you know, some new talent? We got a new addition to our crew.
Right.
This is Matt Lee. He does the Jam Hole podcast. We're going to rock this shit. So he hands me the mic and goes back there. And as soon as I touch the mic, I'm just like, yeah. And I look at Sean like, you ready to rock this? And Sean's like, yeah, let's rock this. And then I'm like, how many of y'all know what the internet is? And everyone's like, I know what the internet is. Oh. And I'll tell you, a bar crowd is the easiest crowd to please. You can get up there and say anything, and as long as you say it like you mean it, and Sean told, or excuse me, fuck, I keep doing that. Lyrical told me this. He's like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. A little something he made up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that makes sense after having this experience last night.
Uh-huh.
And so we're like just kind of, you know, going back and forth with each other, like making the crowd laugh. Not really telling jokes, but just fucking around, like, you ready to do this? Yeah, and, like, being all fucking, yeah, we're gonna own this shit. We are performing for you, and you're all gonna love it and all that. And unbeknownst to me, while we were doing our little back and forth, the song started, and I have it barely memorized, right? So, if I have it memorized to the point where I need to be standing there and listening for the beat, and as soon as the beat drops, I have to start the song. If I don't start it right there, that's it. That's the fucking end of it. Yep. I might as well just fucking go the fuck home.
And you started late.
And that's how it fucking started, dude. And I almost shit my fucking pants. Sean had my back. And so I'm like, instantly, I just start rapping. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm rapping. And I look around and everyone's dancing. And I look at Sean and Sean gives me this look like, oh, you shit. Have no idea what you're doing. And I look back at him like, please back me up, dude. I am about to piss my fucking pants. And so I'm just like freestyling. And you guys know, if you guys know me at all, I don't freestyle at all. I like to write it, rewrite it, recite it, and then
perform.
Write it again, and then read it while I'm recording it. Because, you know, that last album at thejamhole.com/store, The Book of Matthew, that was all done just reading out of the book. I didn't memorize any of that shit. Why I don't see why I would have to, because I was never going to perform it, you know? So I didn't take the time. So
it was great, though, because you and Lyrical, that's just so Lyrical. Weird to say.
Matt Lee.
I know his real name.
Hazmat, Matt Lee, and Lyrical. It's funny, because his old rap partner, his name was Chemical. So it was like, that was their thing. It was like kid and play, good,
so,
I
like,
guess.
I'm standing there with this embryo recording this shit. Everybody's just like, yeah, this is awesome, and fuck yeah, and Ashley's standing to my right, and she's just fucking bobbing her head like, yeah, this is awesome. I look at her, I'm like, he fucked up.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
You could have just let her enjoy the fucking show, bitch. Jesus.
She was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, he fucked up bad. She's like, I wouldn't know.
None of those words he's saying right now are any of the words that I've heard over and over and fucking over for the last 2 days since he wrote that godforsaken song. None of them. Not one. Except for the chorus.
Except for the chorus.
But guess who's not singing the chorus?
Not you.
Not me. No. That was Sean. But honestly, I did have the chorus memorized.
Yeah, well, so do I.
So who do you, anyway. You know, I could do it right now. I got
it's cool. I got
just,
it anyway.
Just the chorus. But like I said, we got the whole thing recorded. It was great. So yeah, I don't freestyle ever, and I don't know what happened, but I just started like vibing off the crowd and shit and off of what Sean was doing, and I just freestyled like the whole song. Bits and pieces, like, because the whole time it was so sad. But I don't know. You guys will have to see the video. I'll try and, they're both going to come over tomorrow and help me go through all the footage, because we got, like, the dance off, like, the whole thing. If you guys saw the last dance video, you just saw Dana dancing. Like, this is the whole from start to finish, I think. So,
I think
except when, did you teach Ashley how to use a camera?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Did you talk to her about that?
No,
because you
didn't.
Were pretty pissed last night about that. You had a complex last night. Do you want to talk about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, like, when I had to go dance, I had to give the camera to somebody else, so I gave it to Ashley, assuming that she knew how to use a video camera.
Hey, point and shoot, right?
Right.
No, not
she,
right.
Instead of holding it straight, she wanted to get in, you know, my whole body moving, so
right.
she turned it sideways.
I hate
that. And
I'm
like, please don't do that. And then she got the Zoom button got stuck because her hand was in the way. And
that's
stayed on
so
Zoom
awesome.
Until I got done dancing.
She zoomed in. And on the way home, she said that too. She's like, I think I fucked up and had it zoomed in. But I was zoomed in on her tits and ass, which would be fine. But you were zoomed in at like 20x. And
right.
you were like 5 fucking feet away from her, dude. It's just a blurry mess. But so... Yeah, so we do that, and I'm, like, freestyling, and Sean knows where the chorus is, so I'm, like, waiting, I'm, like, praying, you know, to whom it may concern, please make this be the next line that's the chorus, and it's not, so I'm like, okay, here's some more fucking words that hopefully rhyme,
you know, it works.
And honestly, if I would have stopped and been like, okay, guys, I fucked up, that's my bad. We're going to start this over again.
Mulligan.
We would have lost the crowd, but because we played it off, it's such a weird thing, and I've never experienced that before. Like, because we owned it, we took advantage of it almost, and we just went with it, the crowd had no idea. And so I'm up there, like, just totally freestyling, trying not to drown, and I catch Dana looking at me, and she gives me this look like,
I know you fucked up.
You fucked up big, dude. Holy shit. How are you even up there right now? And I like look back at her and wink, and I look at Sean. I'm like, thank you. And he carried it, and we did it till the end, and it came out good. I would not want that to go on my album.
No.
And also, the other good thing about it was, because no one had ever heard the song before, like, they have a couple of the songs they perform on their MySpace page, right? So
right.
people know the song. P- people sing along. So if people would have been trying to sing along, and I'm just like rapping some,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Who's ready to blah, blah, blah? Fucking blah, fucking blah, blah. Yeah, you feeling good tonight, Kalispell? Whoa, my voice is fucking dead from doing that. But like, they wouldn't have even cared, dude.
I know.
And you know what the coolest thing was? A fucking two deaf guys. And I'm friends with one of them, and I didn't know he had a brother, but his brother's deaf too. They were fucking totally grooving to this shit.
I know, it was awesome. I even ended up dancing with one of the deaf dudes.
Which is weird. Like, I mean, I guess they can feel the vibration of the beat.
He can kind of hear.
Because he was on. It wasn't like he was dancing and it was like, what are you listening to? Because that's not what the rest of us are listening to, you know?
Right, right.
But he was like right on with the beat and everything. I'm like, how does he do that?
He's got to be able to feel it, one. And I think he can kind of hear
it's like a weird
semblance of sound, but I
it's
don't
a
know.
Weird sixth sense or something, right? That
probably.
Like, because they're deaf.
If you're born
deaf,
with it, you got to figure out how to move with shit. You can't just like stand there like, I can't hear. I'm not even going to try.
And the crazy, like, it's so weird watching him and his brother talk to each other, because they're, like, talking, but it comes out like, yeah, how are you doing? But at the same time they're doing that, they're signing. But it's so fast, it's like almost watching a karate fight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to read it.
Dude, it blew my mind. Like, I'm looking at them and looking at his brother.
It was funny,
like,
the last time
what are you
we went
saying?
There and he came up and was talking to you. You're fucking writing on a piece of paper. I'm like, here, dude, I have this. I know something.
Yeah, Charlie Clown says they have an earpiece, too. I did notice that.
Yeah.
They both did. Like, what does that do, though? Because
it's got to enhance it a little bit to where they can hear some kind of sound. It's
but if you're deaf,
not.
Aren't you deaf? Like, you
no,
can't.
No, there's different variations.
Oh, so
dude.
Maybe they're not
it
like.
It sound like you're underwater. It can sound like you've got unplugged with, like, you know, I mean, you could get stabbed in the eardrum and you're not going to go completely deaf.
Right. Okay.
You're
that
not,
makes
it's
sense.
Not just
I didn't even
silence.
Think of that. I just assumed he was like, I'm deaf. I'm like, okay, so you can't hear anything. Hey, fucker, can you hear me now? And he's like, why are you yelling?
Whoa.
You just blew my mind, dude. Are you deaf or are you fucking? Wait, is it April 1st? So yeah, so that was my big April Fool's joke. We went up there and we're like, we just wrote a song, we're gonna perform it for y'all. And then we totally didn't. April Fool's on everyone that was fucking there. We just totally made up shit. So then we did that song and everyone was like, yeah, applauding. And I'm like, really? Like, are you applauding because it's over, or are you applauding because? And you'll hear it on the video. Like, it was a good, you know, round of applause and shit. So I was like, why do I write? I can just go up there and say any old
anything.
Fucking shit and everyone's going to be into it, you know? And I think a lot of that is what my problem is with it, is that because I try and write it to
you,
a
you
point
try
where
to be so thought out and beautifully written.
And every word is rhyming with every other word and it's elaborate. And like this line up here is rhyming with this one down here and it all flows. But for the bar, like, I think that fucks me up because it's so many clever, weird things to remember. And then, you know, if I don't start right on where I need to, I'm just totally lost.
It's good for an album. It's really great for an album.
Right, because
when somebody buys that and sits down to listen to it, they're like, holy shit, this guy's a fucking lyrical genius. But live, it's like, the music kind of drowns out what you're saying anyway. So as long as you make some kind of noise that resembles the semblance of words.
So you just have to end the lines with words that rhyme.
Right.
Like what I just did just
right.
then.
Right.
I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
They'll be like, yeah, this is fucking awesome.
So it is. It really, rap is like 80% stage presence and how you present yourself, the image and everything. And then like 20% what? Just words that rhyme?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
That just blew my mind, though. Like, it just makes me think, like, if I'm going to be performing, why am I taking all this time to do it? I mean, I understand for the album and stuff, but are people going to get pissed now if I have one version of a song on an album and they
and
get it and they
version.
Like it, and then, like, when they're at the bar and they hear something completely different, like, are they going to be cool with that?
I don't know, dude.
You just got to get them good and drunk first, right?
Maybe.
I think that's the key.
Probably.
So, I figured out who my demographic is.
The deaf people.
Deaf people. I'm a deaf hip-hop rapper artist.
Well, I'm a blind person dancer.
There. Right, so let's talk about that.
I need
that.
A blind crowd to dance in front of.
This was the second dance contest you entered, and I should have told you this before, but...
You should have, because I wouldn't have been so pissed off.
She was seriously tripping out last night.
I was totally fine at the bar. I don't fucking start shit with people because that's not cool. I don't like it when bitches start fights because I'm like, oh, girl, you totally should have won that contest. No, that's stupid.
Right, and then they're drinking and they right. start getting balls, yeah, and then they're like, let's go fight that catty bitch. Fuck.
I don't need to go to jail, so it's...
You'll kill a bitch. I have no qualms about that. You will straight up fucking slit a bitch's throat. You're crazy.
Yeah, so I just don't start shit like that. I'll wait until like I'm in the car or like at home, and I'll be like, "Damn, what the fuck? Was it bad?" And so yeah, I asked you, "What the fuck?"
So
what happened,
the
dude?
Thing
I got
is,
the first round. What happened?
Okay, you remember at the first dance contest?
Yeah.
Fuck, that trips me out every time.
Stop messing with it.
Move the mouse. I gotta turn that off. So you remember the first dance contest, right?
Right, right.
Nobody. At first, they're like, all right, let's all the ladies that want to register. And granted, this week, yesterday, there was way more people than last Thursday.
Oh, yeah,
and I
yeah.
don't know if it was because we were talking about it.
More people wanted to dance.
They were
sure.
pushing it more. And I think what it was is that, you know, they see that all I have to do is go and shake my ass and I'll win $50. And
yeah.
to them, it's like, you know, that's $50 right there. That's all right for... What, a night of getting drunk? And if you're in the dance contest, free fucking drinks. So
yeah, yeah.
What? There's no downside to this, you
oh,
know?
Oh, God.
So, but the whole thing of it is, you can have a group of girls and then be like, all right, we're going to have a dance contest. All of the girls will sit there and look at each other because no one wants to be the first one.
Right.
Because they think, oh, the girl that's going to do it first, they're going to be like, you know, someone else will do it and then I'll go. But they're all thinking that same thing, right?
Yeah.
So then everyone...
They're all shy and, like, need someone to break the ice for them, I guess.
Exactly.
I
and
know.
So everyone ends up just staring at each other.
So, like, when
so
I
we
went
have,
up there first...
We have you there because as soon as he's like, dance contest, you were like, let's fucking do this. All the other girls piled in.
I noticed that.
Now, you can't, and I should have told you this, you can't win the dance contest because you're with me and I'm part of the performers, and that would look really bad. Like if Isaiah's girlfriend was there.
Yeah.
And she was in the dance contest, and she won. You saw how much problems those bitches started when it was just some random girl that won that wasn't them.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was the girl of the guy that just got done doing the dance contest. Like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
would really not, you know, they would freak out about it. So your role in that is to motivate the girls, and then you have to...
The only reason I even went into it the first time is because the other chick was like, I don't want to get up and dance by myself. She's like, I want someone to dance against. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll go up and dance with you, because I knew she could dance and I thought she could win. And I was like, let's go, you know, and that was that or whatever. But this time I was like, you know, I want to play.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, you know, the video is awesome. You can definitely dance for sure. But so your thing was, why do I keep getting knocked out in the first round?
I was like, what the fuck?
And so, okay, so I get the video and I'm like, listen to the applause. It was exactly the same for both of you. They couldn't, if it would have been totally like you all the way, like no contest, right? Like you won for sure, then you would have won. But if it's close and it's a tie, they can't give it to you because you're with me and we're the talent. Like, that just looks bad. And I didn't know that even last Thursday. I just found that out last night when we were there.
Oh.
I was like, you know, it was really close and I think, you know, she should have won. And he's like, I know, dude, and I need to tell you that, you know, she can't win. We
That's
need her.
Gay.
Well, it is, but it isn't. You know, you drink for free pretty much there anyway. And... You need to be the one that initiates that first, you know, get up and, yeah, let's do this dance contest. Who wants to win $50 and get drunk?
Yeah.
They see you do that, and then they go.
I don't know. It was fun.
But you, so last night, you were, like, freaking out about, like, why do I keep getting kicked out the first round? And I'm like, listen to the applause. It was the exact fucking same. It was probably even a little bit louder for you. But, you know, when they're in there, they're both drinking. And they can't tell. And they ask me to be a judge. And I'm like, I can't judge because she's my girlfriend. And then, you know, excuse my face. The applause happens. And I'm like, it's her, but I have to say it's the other girl. And that's what, I should have told you that. And I'm sorry for that. But
yeah,
you understand, right?
Until I'm laying in bed, like, why?
Well, and I thought you were kidding. See, this is why
I
we have
kidding.
Learned... Okay, let me say something. We've learned that when we make jokes, perhaps not everyone gets our cynical humor, our right. sarcasm, especially in an email. And I apologize for that. That's my bad. I thought you were totally joking. That yeah. you're like, do I really not dance good? And we're laying in bed, and it's like 2:30, right? And I have to work in the morning. So I'm like, fuck, are you serious? And you're like, yeah.
yeah.
Do I not dance good? And I'm like, you're an... Is this for real? Like, are we having this? Am I dreaming right now? Are we having this conversation? And you're like, yeah, seriously. And you looked really upset, and I felt really bad about that. Like, you dance like, what's that Hindu goddess that's always like, you dance like that. But
I asked Ashley, I was like, hey, dude, do I dance good? She's like, fuck yeah, you dance like a stripper.
Shiva, thank you. Charlie Clown says, Shiva, you dance like the goddess Shiva.
On a stripper pole.
On a stripper. No shit, right?
No, but so, I don't know. I know how to move my ass a lot.
Absolutely. And again, also, you have to understand that you're asking me, why are all these girls winning that are like this big and they have little like B-cup titties and they're just like really small girls? This contest, the way that it's being done right now with just, you know, the applause thing, right?
Yeah, which Ashley is, noticed. She brought up to me. She's like, they're not picking who's better at dancing.
Not
they're
at all.
Who
not
looks better.
Exactly. Well, not even that. They're
or who
picking
looks hotter doing it.
Whoever has the most friends there. See,
that too.
You don't have any friends there except for me and Ashley and obviously Isaac, you know, our group.
Yeah.
But we're...
Thankfully,
performing
Ashley
there
is really loud.
We're basically working there, right? Uh-huh. I mean, we're not getting paid. Well, they are, but I'm not. We're just hanging out. So when that happens, it's like it has nothing to do with you, and you need to know that. Excuse me. Those girls, they all bring all their friends, and they have, you know, little cliques. And did you start seeing that like towards
yeah,
the night?
Yeah.
Like little cliques
would segregate into their little yeah. groups, and
so basically, it's whoever has the biggest clique. Obviously, they'll make the most noise, and then they will win the money.
It was really funny, though. Like, after I handed the camera to you, I think, like, in the last round of the dance contest, I'm like, God damn it, my fucking arm's tired. I've been holding this camera for, like, an hour and a half. I'm fucking tired. And so I go to hand it to you, and I go downstairs to smoke and get a drink or whatever, and I go up to the bar, and...
Hold it real quick. Newsy Chew says, I have friends everywhere. I would win the dance contest easily.
Yeah, except for it's girls only. Anyway.
I bet he could do it. Dressed up like a female? I bet. I bet you.
Anyway, so I go downstairs to get a drink and go smoke or whatever. And the bartender looks at me. He's like, I was up there when you were dancing. He's like, you should have won.
Right, except that I'm okay. banging the kid that just got up there and totally fucked his setup.
And then I go out to smoke, and some chick is like, dude, you were way better than the other chick. It was like, I got like three or four of those.
Okay, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. So, it's not even really a dance contest. Basically, you could have two girls up there, no dancing at all. Play some music, cut the music off, and then you go to the girl number one, who likes titties, and everyone's like, yeah, I like titties, fuck yeah. And then the guy's like, all right, not bad. We go over to girl number two, who likes titties. Yeah, we love titties. Yeah, that's all it is,
but
dude.
I think what we should do is that idea that I brought up to you.
Oh
is
yeah,
that,
talk about that. That's good. That's a good idea, and I mentioned it to Lyrical.
Did you?
That's so weird calling him that to Lyrical, and he's like, "That's a good idea." If I get to be the guy, I
he
was like,
be
"No,
the guy, dude.
I get to be the guy."
No,
but,
I think
yeah.
he could.
He
guy.
Could definitely be the guy.
Anyway, what it is there needs to be, instead of girls dancing against each other, because what they do is they bring them out in pairs. You have one chick and another chick, and they dance for 30 seconds, and they pick who's the better dancer or whatever.
Right,
instead
but
of
just
that, because
by
lately,
applause.
Some of these chicks are actually trying to, like, fuck up the other chick while they're dancing.
Yeah,
too.
Dude, those bitches are getting crazy, like, yeah. throwing little caddy bows
yeah,
and
no,
shit.
Yeah, no, and,
like,
they try to rub up against each other, and one fucking, like, pushes too hard, you know, or something, and like bumps them out of the way.
You know what I saw a lot of?
What?
When they're dancing and one girl goes down, the other girl will like kind of hold her down and
yeah.
then start dancing. And the other girl's like
what
trying to
fuck?
Get up. And it's so funny, dude. It's so great.
I don't know. Anyway, fucking. So what they need to do is they need to have a dude in a chair with his hands behind his back or handcuffed or whatever so he can't touch anybody.
Right.
Or anything. And have one girl at a time dance on or around near the dude, kind of like a lap dance or whatever. And then the guy judges. And for the guys, what they should do is everyone at the bar who's there at the point in time should donate $5 to a pot.
To become the guy that sits in the seat.
In the chair, right.
That's a great idea.
The bar's not forking over $50 to give to the winner.
Right, because what?
It's the guys that want to be in the chair that are forking over
right.
the $50 for
and
the winner.
And you get, what, 10 guys, there's your $50. And we figured out, so Grizzly Jack's does this every Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So that's $50 a week. That's $400 a month. And I understand it's a bar. They have a casino. They make a lot of money. But still, that seems like a lot of unnecessary overhead, right? And I'm not their business account or anything like that. It was just an idea. And I thought about it because that's like basically a little less than what my rent is here.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are giving away almost what I pay for rent every fucking month. That's crazy. Like,
yeah.
There's got to be a better way to do it.
I think this is a really good idea. And maybe because, you know, the sets go on for a little long, the dance contest. So maybe there can even be two guys each time. So that way it's not just one dude winning every night. You know, I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of cool, though. That way they can, you know, we can draw it out of a hat or whatever and be like, yeah. Okay, we need this dude that's in the chair. But the only thing I could see with that is he'd be biased maybe with a group of chicks that he brought.
And then they get pissed.
Right.
The only other thing I could see with that is the dude has, like, just a raging hard on and he doesn't want to get up, right? And but his hands are tied, so he's just sitting there with, like, this...
A raging hard on.
That'd be so awkward, dude.
It was just
so awkward.
Sean do it, lyric
unless it was Sean, because then he would just, like, he would break the handcuffs and be like, ah! Dude.
He's a very flirty guy, dude. He
he's so awesome, though.
They like dancing with him. He's
they
fun.
Are really good performers. And like I said, they're coming over tomorrow.
They did a Michael Jackson fucking dance-off.
Him and his brother. Okay, you guys remember a while ago when me and Brayden were doing the show, and then Brayden got a job. Funny, right?
Yeah.
And then I was finding, you know, friends of mine that would come in and help me host. And one of those was Matt, Sean's brother. And remember, we told the story that Sean stopped being our Friday guy. He got AIDS and died, whatever. And
right,
then his brother
right.
came on. Hey, so I'm just trying to say, so now you guys know who he is. Him and his brother had a Michael Jackson Thriller dance-off. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. And I got video of that.
Then his brother, Matt, who's... You guys, a heavier set guy.
Yeah, I don't think they... No, you guys did see him at thejamhole.com/YouTube in the Salvia videos. He's the one with the rough voice that talks like this. And he's really loud.
And
that's
obnoxious.
Him. He did the fucking worm, dude.
I know, dude.
In the air, like, dude, boom, boom. And like the third one,
you know what
his
he looked
pants
like?
Just... It was so
You know
funny.
What he looked like? A fucking big ass like walrus doing
yeah,
this. Like,
yeah, it was so funny though.
I was standing behind him kind of and his ass crack. That's all I could see. I was like,
so
oh, fuck, dude.
He's
pants,
so
man.
Funny, but he's so loud. He has no like self modulation, kind of like I get sometimes when I'm all like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he almost got fired a couple of nights working with me over at Famous Dave's.
Oh,
is
he like
the reason
that?
Why I threw a whole chicken at him.
Is
at
he
one
like
point.
That at work too? Like,
yes.
There's no turning it off?
Yes.
Oh, man. See, when I'm at work, I'm very soft-spoken. I go into places. I'm like, hello.
Well, see, in the kitchen, you can't be soft-spoken. You got to be able to yell at your prep cooks and your fucking servers and shit. But you can't do that constantly when you're talking. And you're not going to argue with your trainer about what's what, okay? Don't fucking argue with me.
NYC Radio Lab.
Oh
my name's Chad
Ambulo. I'm going to throw something at you.
But, like, I'm really, like, quiet like that. So then when people that, you know, I work around or something, they hear me, like, away, and they're like, what is wrong with you? Are you on cocaine? No, not anymore. Mm, but thank you for caring.
Anyway. But, no, I had a really good time.
Yeah,
I
did, too.
Badass.
And so we totally fuck up the first song. Nobody notices. We rock that shit. Then we throw on Famous. If you go to thejamhole.com/store, the Book of Matthew, there's a track called Famous. The sickest beat that I've ever stolen.
I love
it's so great. So we get up there and start doing that, and I know that song. Like,
I thought you fucked it up because Sean started, or Lyrical, sorry, started going in on it, and I was like, what the fuck? But I don't know.
Yeah, so, and that track is just great, and Sean was always like, yo, I want to freestyle on that sometime or write something to it, and I'm like, yeah, we could do that. And last Thursday was the first time I performed, not yesterday, but the one before that. And I did the song, and he was like starting to come in, but I just kept going because I was like, my first time in a long time being up in front of people rapping. So I just was like going through it and just killing it. And so this time I was kind of shaken still, not visibly, but internally from, you know, fucking up the first song. And then we play that one, and I'm like, you know, you want to do half of this track. And he's like, fuck yeah. And so we start doing that. The crowd is just getting down, and I rap my part. And then he kicks off with this shit he had just written, and it was fucking awesome. And then Isaiah, Papa Bill, comes out from behind the fucking laptop, and he's like, you guys are just freestyling? What the fuck? Yeah, Let me get on this. I'm like,
get on this.
Dude, I couldn't have handed him that microphone any quicker, dude. I was like, please, take it. I'm going back behind the laptop where I belong. It was so great, though. It was good stuff, awesome. For sure.
And then, so I had this complex, and I was all pissed off about...
You were like, tripping me out, because I asked you 4 times, are you kidding? Is this a joke? Because sometimes we can't tell when people are joking, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm like, is this for real? Like, are you really having a complex about this? And you're like, yeah. I totally am.
So this morning, I'm like, dude, I could dance. Fuck this shit. And like, I threw on some stuff and recorded myself dancing for a while. And I was like, there. And I texted you later. I was like, I recorded something for you. You're like, what? I'm like, just, you'll see.
When you first said that, you know what I thought it was?
What?
You just like fingering the fuck out of your pussy. I was like, no way. Did she really?
No.
And so I asked you, I'm like, what is it? And when you said, you'll see, I'm like, she totally finger blasted her twat. Fuck yeah.
You guys, and I swear, the way you replied to it, that's what I knew you were thinking.
I know.
Like, I'm like, that's awesome. Do you really think I would do that? In all honesty, I'm not. No. No.
Yeah, Amesby says, you did your own Dance Dance Revolution? Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, except, I kicked ass at DDR, okay?
Oh, please don't. Don't give them more fodder.
I have $150 playing DDR in competitions. It's
and
awesome.
And that right there is not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Fantastic.
Sorry, I was good at that.
So, did you... The other thing that's weird about, like, all these girls getting together... So, they're all friendly and everyone's cool, right? And as the night goes on, they start getting a little more drunk.
Yeah.
And that's when you notice them separate into
breaking
their cliques.
Into groups, yeah.
Now, when they're in their own cliques, this is after the dance contest. Unless you were in the clique of the girl who won... You were in your group talking shit about her.
Yeah, exactly.
And now what this does, dude, this completely spirals out of control so fast. Like, I was blown away by this because I could hear it. You should have won that. That girl didn't have shit on you, girl. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know that.
I
you should have won
it,
that.
And I didn't even fucking know anybody there.
That's the thing, though. These girls keep feeding off each other and feeding off each other. And before you know it, one of them is like, yeah, I should have won. Fuck that bitch. That's my $50.
And then that check walks by.
And then they fucking jump her ass. And there was a fight last night. And,
I wish we would have been there for that.
I don't want to say like exactly what happened because it's not really my place and there might be police involved or something.
Yeah.
But once, you know, we get it all taken care of, I'll let you guys know what happened. But it was so great. And I knew it was going to happen because it almost happened last time.
Yep.
And this time there was way...
Last time, chick was pissed.
And this time there was way more people, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's more cliques, more girls in each clique to feed off of. And pretty soon, boom, dude. Oh,
God,
not...
is next time going to be, like, even more chicks?
Next time, everyone is... Next time, it's going to be like that movie that they just, like, serve each other.
Yeah.
Like, they bring up the boombox and shit, and they're like, B-boys dance. And then like you got served. And then that's gonna be the end of it. And then everyone pulls out Tech Nines and just
Oh god.
And we'll be in the back just like taking jello shots. Like, did you hear gunshots? Nah.
I totally did a couple jello shots there. It was fun.
Dude, I gotta tell you, Pill comes down with a tray full, like double stacked, fat tray of jello shots, starts giving them out to all the girls, which, like we talked about last Friday after the contest, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, in what other, you know, situation is it cool to be like, you're going to get up there and shake your ass, and they're like, no. You're like, all right, well, I'm going to give you a drink, and then you're going to. Like, that's a weird thing, right? He comes back.
They do it.
Tray empty.
Well, then you got the bartender that's walking around.
Oh my God, I got video of this, and hold on.
Parrot Bay.
I have to make sure it's cool with them if I put that video up, because
he might
get in trouble for that. And I guess we'll mention it because it's really fucking funny. But go ahead.
The bartender comes around, and it's like in between, pairing up for the competition. And
in
he's
between
like,
every...
who needs some liquid courage? And like,
oh my
he's
God.
Got a bottle of Parrot Bay rum, and he just fucking pours it into the girl's mouth.
It was like a mother bird feeding her chicks.
It
just
was.
Like, and they're all like, oh.
I know, dude.
Ashley even got in on it, dude. I'm like, date rape, DUI. MIP, she ain't 21.
Right?
Date rape. Yeah, dude, it was so funny.
I think
funny.
You even got it on video, me waving him away. Fuck off, dude.
I got him on video doing that, and that's why I don't want to get him in trouble, because he's a cool dude, but, dude, it was so funny. It was so fucked up.
Yeah, I had to wave him off. I was like, no, dude, that'll fuck me up. I'm good. I don't like getting trashed, okay? I don't mind copping a bunch.
Hey, Ann says, are there Jam Hole Strictly fans here? I don't think we have any just Jam Hole fans. Everyone's everyone listens to everything, I think. And Charlie.
Because
he lives
here.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was a good time, though. And like I said, we'll get that video up there. And you guys, I don't know if I want to put the video up of me freestyling and fucking up, because I know I completely fucked up. So when I look at it, it's so embarrassing and weird. But when other people see it and then you hear the crowd applaud, like, you don't know.
Well,
but I'll tell you what.
So embarrassing. Okay.
No, that's good. That's jerk off material right there.
Yeah, okay. You should see the one I recorded today.
Yeah.
That one's even better.
Can we show everyone? Where's the camera?
Let's not. Oh,
okay. But what was I going to say? I don't know. So, it was a good time, though. And, that's what I was going to say. So, I don't also want to put that up, because once I get the song recorded and done and everything's cool, someone
is going to look back and be like, that's not it.
Some smart-ass motherfucker is going to go back and, like, look at the YouTube video of me fucking up, but looking like it's cool, and then, excuse my face, hearing the song and being like, wait a minute. Some don't add up here. Someone's lying. What the fuck?
So just title it "My Fuck Up on Stage." Whatever.
Matt freestyling to a beat that he wrote a song to, but totally forgot the song because it was April Fool's and he joked you.
Why not?
Why the fuck not? But the famous song was good, and especially
song was really good.
Me doing it, and then Sean doing it, and then Pill coming out from behind the thing and grabbing it. He just rocked it, dude. Like, amazingly. Like, I was really impressed with. He
it
sounds
was
really
cool.
Good. So, yeah, there's some awesome rapping going on every Thursday. Grizzly Jacks, what time? 9?
Because
we got up
there
about
9:30, and 10? Then you guys started rapping around, actually, probably 10:30, 11.
Yeah, it was a little later.
The dance contest wasn't until midnight. So.
The titty contest?
I said dance contest.
Titty contest.
Dance contest.
I can't wait till the summertime.
Because if it was a titty contest, my ass should have won.
You would have won. I would have went outside and been like, I'm not judging this. I know what they look like, and she wins.
I have the most titties in that bar. So. Yeah,
well, besides Ashley. I think Ashley's got you beat as far as titties go.
Right.
Strictly titties. But you would have won. Okay.
Dancing titties.
Right.
Okay.
Dancing titties. I didn't see her dance very much.
No, she didn't dance too
much.
Did
she just not into it, or?
I couldn't get her to come out and dance.
Really?
I was like, dude, I'm dancing. Let's do this.
I'm really surprised about that.
Anyway.
You know what else I noticed when I was out there? I was smoking by myself after the set and after the dance contest. And there was two groups of girls out there. And this one group, all of a sudden, they're just like talking about their babies.
Ugh.
One, and the whole group, like five or six girls. I got a kid. Oh, yeah, I got a kid, too. Oh, I got two kids.
Ugh.
I got a kid. The whole group they did, and they're like, my kid is so fucking awesome, like, talking about, and I know the type, like, she's probably got the kid in a mohawk, blows weed smoke in his face, puts a little alcohol on his thing, and I don't know how cool that is, but I don't know, so I just thought that was funny, like, you guys all have kids, and
hey,
you're all out here, like,
in Kalispell, Montana,
where are your kids?
It's not cool to be a parent
when you're 22.
Right, that's not that cool, dude. When are you gonna? It's not cool when you have a 6-year-old when you're fucking 22, 23.
Charlie
cool.
Clown says they should have had a cute baby contest at the bar.
Yeah, because that would have got a lot more fucking
hold
attention.
On, I'm going to need to check your ID. Oh, fuck it,
everybody
I'm drunk.
Everybody in this valley has a fucking
everyone
kid.
Everyone
so doesn't matter. I mean, like, no, dude, fucking... I mean, even my best friend who's just turning 22 has 3-year-old twins.
That's how it is, dude. Why do you think I'm holding on to you so fucking tight? Because I love you. Besides that, though, you're the only girl left. You are the only girl left without a kid. I wasn't kidding. That, okay, everyone, that was not a joke when I said that. You are
the only girl around your age.
Literally the only girl left in this valley without kids.
Unless you go searching underage.
Right. But then
before
even
they hit puberty.
But even then, you don't know. Sometimes they do. Sometimes their baby's as big as they are. You don't know.
Oh, no. That's just how it is. Good. I'm on the NuvaRing, one ovary.
So I was thinking about doing an experiment next Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd mentioned this earlier. What if I go out there and I'm like just saying gobbledygook, like random words, making the last two words rhyme, owning it like, yeah, yeah, put them up, yeah. Like just killing it, but not saying anything like, blah, 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 it's my time, blah, 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 we're feeling fine, blah, 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 and doing that, like literally saying, blah, 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 blah. Charlie Clown says, I lick your boom, boom down.
Nice. I lick your boom, boom
See,
down.
Do you think the Black Eyed Peas, like, they realize that? They're like, we don't have to say real words for people to like it. We can just go out there and say, boom, 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 boom. It doesn't matter. People like it. Yeah. And when you're done, if you're like, yeah, how y'all feeling tonight out there?
They're gonna
be like, they go crazy, dude. They go fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I've wasted so much time trying to write deep, well thought out, well constructed rhymes. And everyone doesn't give a shit. So, why the fuck? Who? Why try? Why even try?
To make money.
It's for myself, I think. Because I can't live with myself knowing that
just
I...
Just making crap.
Well, I really... Like, dude, I honestly... This is, again, not a joke. I want to do that this Thursday. And just go up there. Four lines. Blah, 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 blah. Word. Blah, 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 blah. Word. Blah, 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 word. I'm going to do a podcast like that. Fuck it.
Well, check this out.
Our next live show. We're going to do that.
I can kind of compare it to something I do also.
Hold on. Bees sipping on Scissorp says, a hip-hop crowd would be pissed. Lucky it was a bar crowd. Yeah, you're probably right, dude. For sure. I can't pull that shit in Spokane. And I'll have, you know, time to memorize shit more than just a day and a half. So, yeah, I fully agree with that. It's the bar crowd.
So, you know how I draw and paint or whatever, do all that shit? Well... Okay, when you see that abstract art shit that looks like a fucking stick figure with something all weird and like colors and stuff, it looks like a third grader painted.
It's
like
a piece of crap,
like,
but they're like,
"Oh my god,
that is
art.
So deep!" Oh my
god,
yeah,
I know. Like
the feeling I have when I look at that is just indescribable. It's indescribable.
I can't even
describe it.
I'm sorry. I hate Picasso.
It's a piece
so
of
much.
It's like he took the paint in his dick and just like
no.
That's what
no,
he did.
No, Picasso is a dude who makes like
yeah. I know what Picasso. I use Google Picasso. It's cool.
Oh,
actually,
god.
It's 3-point. Okay.
No, he takes like body pieces and makes them either larger or smaller and colors, you know, not what they're supposed to be on people and like, you know, just whatever. And it's supposedly art. It looks like you fucking threw a Mr. Potato Head doll on a piece of fucking canvas and called it art. It's
right.
Not art.
It's
shit.
Not at all.
It's fucking shit. It didn't take you any goddamn talent to do that.
Yeah,
that's just
dude.
What you saw while you were tripping off acid.
And sometimes that's cool.
That's what somebody looked like to you
but
and you painted it.
If you're going to look at that stuff or present it to other people, you also have to present them with acid. Because then they'll be like,
dude.
Whoa.
Now, in high
know?
School and stuff, when I was when I was doing a lot of different drugs, not really tripping, but like I have a sketchbook full of like beautifully drawn out, elaborate fucking shit. I mean, just amazing stuff. And I did that when I was high. My brain goes in a totally different way than theirs, then. I just don't know. Like, I cannot...
Right.
I can't just draw some little stupid, like, cartoon
and you're
dragon.
Like that, like I am with rapping. I can't just rap,
I
like...
I can't do it.
stupid shit like that. I can't do that.
That dragon I'm trying to finish. I won't even touch it until I get a pencil sharpener because I can't fucking finish it without doing it right. I won't do it unless I can't, unless I can do it right. I will not. I don't know. So
this
yeah,
is how
I
it
feel
goes.
You there.
And so we get home and it's like 2:30 and I'm a little buzzed. Not really, but I'm a little buzzed. And I'm
dude,
like,
Ashley
fuck,
was
dude.
Drunk and she had the only thing that she had more than me was when the dude was pouring around Pear Bay rum. And that's it.
Really?
Yeah, and I was...
You know what?
I didn't look drunk at all.
I
wasn't
felt
really nothing.
When she left here, I was like, dude, she just got off probation. She could very well get a DUI tonight. And how fucking shitty would that be for her, dude? I was kind of thinking about that. Like, man, she maybe shouldn't have been driving. I mean, I'm not going to judge.
She texted me when she got home. So she got home safe.
Yeah, so that's cool.
So, yeah.
But so I'm here and it's like so late and I got to work and shit. And then, you know, I'm dealing with this I can't dance complex. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I got to go pee and go smoke cig and go to bed and shit. And I'm still kind of buzzed and fucked up a little bit. And I use blue mouthwash.
You can't handle your liquor.
I don't drink. I am a smoker. I will smoke anybody under the table any fucking time. No problem. Johnny Richter from the Cottonmouth Kings, bring it.
See, dude.
I'll smoke you out.
I had probably 10 drinks that night.
But drinking, I can't. No.
I had at least 10 rum and cokes and 2 jello shots. And I was totally fine. Like, you saw me. I was absolutely fine. I might have had a little buzz and I was a little happy. But that was it, dude. Ashley had the same amount as me. Trashed.
Oh,
you damn people that can't handle your liquor.
Which is weird because she is a little bigger than you, so you think it would take a little longer for her metabolism to get that in.
She hasn't drank in a long
time.
That has
a lot,
yeah. She has no tolerance, okay?
Like, if I go, like, a couple weeks without smoking weed, oh, fuck, dude. That first bong rip, I'm, like, seeing the blue screen. I'm like... Oh fuck.
Prepare to do absolutely. I haven't drank in a while either, but I don't know. I think I was born like that.
Lucky. Just without a liver and one ovary.
I have a lot of Indian in me, no big deal.
Speaking of one ovary.
What?
Do you know on our YouTube, thejamhole.com/YouTube, what is getting the most views?
My insides.
Your documentary. And do you know what? By like a margin of 1,000 views, dude. All of our other shit, there's like, you know, 30 here, 40 here. The good, the better ones will have a few hundred. And then the salvia videos, you know, things people really search for a lot. We made a 4-part salvia videos of us just getting fucking retarded. Uh-huh. My girlfriend at the time literally peed her pants. Like, literally, you could see the stain of piss. She was laughing so fucking hard. Those get a lot of views. Those are breaking 1,000. Your surgery documentary that Keith McNally, KeithCourage.com, he put that together, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
Those things are breaking almost like 2,500, 3,000 views, and the comments we're getting on those are brilliant, dude. YouTube, now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, YouTube comments, not necessarily the best for, you know, substance.
Right. People are normally very
fuck you,
nice.
Faggot. Yeah. Fuck you, nigger. You're a faggot. Fuck you. These ones, every single comment, I'm going through something like this. This really helped me a lot. Thank you guys so much for making this. They all like that.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. On YouTube, I was expecting to see, oh, I just saw your girlfriend's guts.
No, because
I just jerked off to your girlfriend. Shit like that. But
because how many women out there do you know that are going to be more than happy and willing to share their insides
that's true,
on the web with their story,
but,
which is also showing their face talking. So you're saying, this is my face, these are my guts.
I'm still alive after it.
No, a lot of people, they have a problem with showing their face and their insides on
well,
the surface
and also,
at the same time because they're like, I don't want my face to be associated with that. I don't want anyone to know that's even me.
Right.
So,
and also,
and I
think,
have a problem with that, and I don't see the big deal. And I'm just like, here it is. This is how it was. This is what happened. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's over. Fucking there. Have it.
And I think a lot of it is, too, that people may not necessarily have the means to do that. Like, we're lucky we had, you know, Keith McNally to edit the video, and we had these nice, you know, high-def cameras to use. We have a place to put them, you know, that all that stuff. A lot of people, your everyday people that don't, you know, do this kind of shit, they're not going to have that stuff or access to it. So I think that's a lot of it too. But yeah, the numbers of how many women just, you know, in the world, and then how many that get that done. Like, there's a lot of people searching for that stuff, and I'm glad they're finding our video because it's helping. It's cool.
Yeah, it's an issue, dude. People have issues like that, and you know, they're just like me. When they find out they're going to have surgery, they go Googling the type of surgery and
of
what
course,
it is.
That's
they want to know. They need to know what's going to go
because on. Because 15, you know, even 10 years ago, you couldn't do that. Like, 10, 15 years ago, we couldn't sit here and broadcast. You had to have fucking radioactive towers broadcasting microwave signals and shit. Like, now we can do all this cool stuff. You have access to all that information that you may not have had, you know, 10, 15 years ago, which maybe not necessarily a good thing all the time, because now we have fucking people running around thinking they have every fucking disease under the sun.
Yeah.
What are those called? Hypochondriacs just freaking the fuck out on WebMD, like, all day, like, oh, I think I got a stomach ache. Oh, fuck, I think I have cancer. Oh, fuck, it's intestinitis. Oh, fuck, you know, like, freaking themselves
Speaking
out.
Speaking of all that shit, I just went to the doctor today for another checkup type
thing. Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah, it was, you know, it was like a lady test, you know, pap smear or whatever. And I had to tell her, I was like, yeah, I had my ovary removed and blah, 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 and I had some other shit done. And she's like, okay. And she's, you know, she has to do a physical exam, so she has to shove her fingers up my fucking vag and push down on my stomach. And she's like over on my left side pushing and feeling and shit. She's like, yep, they definitely took out that left one.
Like, no shit. I was just totally making that up to fuck with you.
It's like, did you think I was lying?
You're going to stick your hand up my twat and be like, you got me good, you fucker. What is that? No, pull it out. It's an Easter egg.
Right? You found it.
Open it. Yay. That's fucked up.
Fuck that. I don't know. It was funny, though. And then she kind of wanted to treat me for depression.
What?
Yeah. She's like, she thought I was all depressed. And I'm like, I am, but unless you're going to give me what I tell you to give me, then I don't want what you're going to give me.
I have WebMD. I know what I need.
Exactly.
Some good, strong opiates and some fucking stimulants.
I don't want Zoloft, okay?
Yeah, fuck that
noise. I
don't
want that.
Nah.
Just give me good stuff, and then I will be happy all
the
time.
Oh, but what I was going to say, so if you drink Rockstar, right?
Yeah.
And you use blue mouthwash.
Uh-huh.
I use this stuff. It's active.
Oh,
it, like,
you disgusting fuck.
It restores. It's really good stuff. I peed last night before I went to bed. And I just happened to randomly spit my mouthwash out. And I yell. I freak out. I'm like, yellow and blue make green. Holy shit.
I'm in the bedroom like, what the fuck did he just say?
What are you doing
you
there?
You half-intoxicated dumb fuck.
It was so funny to
Please
me for
don't
some...
ever drink alcohol again.
It was so funny to me for some reason.
Because you were
like,
drunk!
I was more stoned than drunk, though, by the time...
How many shots did you have?
Just two, and they were both before I rapped, even. And that was all I had that night.
Well,
so
that
I was more
little
stoned.
Bit of shit lingering...
You know how I get when I'm stoned. Yeah. I just get silly as fuck.
I like to fuck
like
with
a cartoon.
You when
yeah, right.
A lot. It's
I
funny.
Hate that.
I love
and
it.
And I will appreciate it if you will stop going around telling people my weakness, by the way.
What?
Do you think Tupac's crew was like, hey, you want to know his weakness? Check this out. If you shoot him, he'll die. Well, really? Tupac? No way. Get the fuck out. You kept saying that shit last night. Hey, did you know that when he's rapping, if you grab onto his right hand, he can't rap anymore?
It's true.
Thanks, honey. Did you know that if you give her a dance competition, she won't win? See, it's not fun, is it?
That's fucked up.
It's not fun, is it?
Only because of you.
See, now that was a joke. Okay.
Maybe you just don't perform 1 week and I'll go down there. Whatever.
Well, they all know you now.
So?
But do you think any of those people remember?
I'll get a
anything? Because those people get really drunk, dude. I was surprised. Like, they go through a lot of fucking booze. It's crazy.
They just want to go out and make noise and shake their ass and get drunk. That's all.
Fuck, man. This is good stuff, though. Good time, definitely. So, we'll like I said, we'll be doing that every Thursday. If you're local here, Grizzly Jacks, 9
practicing
o'clock.
I've been my moves. I'll keep it going. You know what? I'm going to make it so fucking impossible
Like I said,
the other chick, it's gonna be great. Fuck this.
The first girl to just whip a top off is winning $50. I will just hand her $50. I don't give a fuck. You win.
No, no, no. Next. You know how, like, because it was basically fucking dead even when we were dancing. This, I'm gonna work on my moves all week. Fuck it. You know what? It's gonna be a landslide. You're not gonna be able to choose the other chick.
That's
fuck
just
you.
How it goes. That's just how it goes sometimes.
Fuck you. Anyway.
All right. Well, I got a few stories before we call it a night here. So this came out a while ago, and I was gonna mention it, but then I was like, nah, we've kind of bashed on the Catholics enough, you know?
No, we haven't.
But this is awesome, and I kind of had a feeling this was gonna happen. So the initial story I was gonna talk about was that this Germany Catholic people, you know, like their group or whatever, they opened up a hotline.
Uh-huh.
It's a hotline set up by the Catholic Church in Germany. Do you know what the hotline is for? Can you take
to pray?
Fucking guess. No. Has to do with children.
Oh, God.
A hotline. Well, it is to counsel victims of sexual abuse. And I saw that, like, when the story first went up. They're like, oh, cool, look, we have a hotline now. Now, the next story about it? A hotline set up by the Catholic Church in Germany to counsel victims of sexual abuse was overrun on its first day.
Are you shitting me?
With almost 4,500 calls.
Oh, my God.
I've been raped, praise the Lord. I want money. I want some
holy
of that
shit.
Vatican Catholic Church money or whatever.
Hey, instead of calling the Catholics, call a cop.
Instead of calling the cops, call the hotline.
No.
Call the jam hole instead.
Go to the hospital. Don't shower.
Go get a rape kit.
I need a rape kit.
You know what? They should just do that. Like, here's the body of Christ, here's the blood of Christ, and here's Jesus' rape kit. That'd be so horrible.
Oh, God.
Further allegations have continued to emerge, even as Chancellor Angela Merkel says the church is taking, quote, necessary measures. What are those? Like, we're going to make sure that this doesn't get out. And I think that's what this is. They set up a hotline. The calls get buried. No one ever hears from them. They're like, oh, yeah, we were overrun with 4,500 calls. So what happened? Oh, nothing. We sent them all to voicemail. And now our inbox is full. We need another number. It was a much criticized idea. Yeah. Earlier this month, Germany's Catholic Church announced that it was planning a hotline for sexual abuse victims to call should they be in need of counseling or advice. So you call up and they give you advice like, I would counsel you to just keep your fucking mouth shut because we are the Catholic Church. We will finger fuck whomever, whenever. Because that's how we do.
What if they call and they're like, I was raped by this dude at the Catholic Church?
I wonder what they say. Like, okay, let's
pray. Thank you, click.
Let's pray about it.
No, they would just
do you feel
up.
Better?
Fuck it.
I bet they give him a free, like, punch card ticket to heaven or some shit. Oh, I feel much better now. Thank you. Jeez.
Come on in. We'll give you a $50 gift certificate for her burgers.
For the body of Christ.
Right. Some shit.
Given the ever-increasing wave of abuse allegations, of course, being leveled at clerics in Germany this spring, however, many critics doubted whether victims would phone up the organization that was responsible for their suffering in the first place. I wonder, though, too, like, because this, you know, the news stories on the internet, all this information's online, how many of those were pranks?
Like, probably a lot.
The Pope fucked me in my face, and now I want money from you guys.
Yeah, probably like, a lot. I would assume.
Could you imagine that job, though?
No.
I would totally have to just switch it up. I'd be doing, like, phone sex. I'd be like, oh, you have the wrong number. This is 1-800-BIG-SHIT.
Oh, my God.
The critics were wrong, however. On Wednesday, the first full day of the hotline's operation, fully 4,459 people phoned up. Far more than the therapists hired to man the phones could handle. They weren't expecting that. Like, okay, we knew the Catholic Church was a bunch of freaking pervs, but whoa, dude. Holy shit. We were not expecting that. Like, you guys are huge pervs. They were only able to conduct 162 counseling sessions. 162 out of, oh, I don't know, 4,500? You got to 162 people. The rest, like, sitting on hold to, like, just horrible music. Da-da-da. That's so mind-blowing to me. How are you still in business? Any other line of work or any other organization that has gotten busted fucking this many kids? Shut the fuck down, dude. How are you still doing business? I don't understand that. Is God just like plus five veil of hindering or something?
Yes.
Like you can't see me.
That's
shit.
What God does.
The
D O double G Y.
The D O double G.
Like you like, haven't you noticed that God is one giant veil for everyone's fuck ups.
It's a big excuse, right?
Yes.
Can I just blame God? God yes. made me write that letter and
God made
me.
God made that kid autistic. God made you pregnant. God made you have a fucking.
God made
whatever.
Keith Malley mad at me.
God did make Keith.
God made me not word it properly enough so that he knew that I was fucking around.
Now, God made you not very good with sarcasm.
Also that, perhaps. Shit.
You have horrible sarcasm.
I think, though, because like in my head, I'm like, God, that's so funny. And then I type it out and I read it. I'm like, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, but
and then I send it and then I get a reply back. You're a faggot. I was joking. What?
See, and okay. I didn't get your humor at first when I first started dating you and, like, living with you and shit. It took me a while. Like, I fucking didn't get it because you would just be stone cold, like...
Well, then I tricked you. I don't have humor. I never joke.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. fucking... But I get it now because I've lived with you for over a year and I understand it. I mean, there's still sometimes I want to hit you in the face because I'm like, dude, you know, you're...
Yeah, that will happen.
You, I don't know. Anyway, but I get your humor. A lot of people are not going to get your fucking humor.
But then again, a lot of them do, and they love it.
You win some, you lose some.
Hey, you sometimes more than you win, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, yeah, that's fucked up, man. Only 162. The sessions ranging from 5 minutes to an hour in length. I wish so hard that they would record those and put them online so that I could read them. That would be so amazing. Even the transcripts. I'd be happy with just the transcripts, dude. I don't need the audio. The audio, you know, that would be preferable. But I'm not picky. So, Andreas Zimmer, the head of the project in the Bicephoric of Trier, whatever the fuck that means, admitted that he wasn't prepared for, quote, that kind of onslaught. You know who else wasn't prepared for, quote, that kind of onslaught? All those poor kids. Come on. They were not ready for that. Zimmer insisted, however, that those who leave a message will be called back. No, you won't. The hotline, if you were wondering, 0800-120-1000. I think we got a couple of German fans here. You guys should call them up and like record it for us. That'd be awesome. Launched on Tuesday, it's just one of the many ways that the Catholic Church in Germany is attempting to win back trust, even as the flood of abuse allegations shows no signs of receding. Bishops have insisted on full disclosure. Yeah, they have. And have begun the process of reviewing church guidelines on reporting abuse allegations. So, too bad. It's like complete opposites, right? The most purest thing that people have ever created, being God. And the most just awful, horrific thing you could think of, fucking little kids, like hand in hand, like Oreos and milk. Just fucking shaking it. That's so sad, dude.
Yeah.
All right, moving on here. Detroit. We've been talking about Detroit a little bit here and there, not having such a good time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You base your economy around one industry, and then that industry goes tits up. Like, that's all you have. And, you know, we've been reading a lot of just crazy fucked up shit that people are doing in Detroit because, you know, times are tough, right?
Right.
A 27-year-old man is accused of using his 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
As a blank.
Oh, yeah.
From a police taser.
A shield!
A shield! Woo! Show me human shield! Fuck yeah.
Tase me a 2-year-old. All
fuck
right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Christina Cox.
Fucking A.
Said her ex-husband, Joseph Cox. Well, can't do this right now. Showed up to her home on Saturday demanding diapers for their daughter, Chloe. Hey!
Hey!
I need diapers! Go buy them, SA! Jesus fucking Christ. Doesn't he pay child support? Well, maybe he doesn't. The two share custody of the toddler. Cox, Cox said her ex-husband became aggressive when she wouldn't let him into the house, even though she had already given him the diapers. Hey, I already gave you diapers. What'd you do with them? She poops a lot.
Yeah.
And she has bad dreams. Oh, fuck. Quote, he was holding Chloe in his arms and he was pushing this way, but I wasn't pushing him because he had her on the outer arm. She said, I was just trying to get him out of my house. She said he eventually left and she filed a police report. Then, dun dun dun, Joseph Cox's mother, Jesus fuck, she lives on the same street. An hour later, police found him hiding there. At her mom's house. You were staking out your ex's mother's house, you weird fuck.
People are creepy.
That's what happens when people can't work. When people don't have jobs, that's what happens. You have so much time on your hands. I'm just going to go, you know, camp out in front of my ex-wife's mother's house. I see them. They have diapers. You lied to me, bitch. You had diapers. Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Unbelievable. These things just blow my mind up. So the cops said the man was not cooperating. And you know what happens when men don't cooperate with police? They get tased all night long.
Not if you have a 2-year-old baby.
Wanna bet? Larry said officers pointed their tasers at Joseph Cox. They were threatening him with the tasers because he wouldn't cooperate. He turned to his daughter. Quote, he grabbed the 2-year-old child from underneath the arms, lifted her up, and held her between him and the officers.
Nice.
You know what this reminds me of?
Plus two baby shields.
The movie 300 where they're in the shield formation.
Yeah.
But just like with babies.
Oh,
like,
that'd be awesome.
Absorbing the arrows and shit. Just like, all right, we got to work together. Walk all at once. Oh my God, that's so fucking horrible, dude.
Oh God, yeah.
He kept moving the child as the officers were trying to get a different position on the Cox.
Yeah.
Larry said the child's grandmother eventually took the girl, and Joseph Cox was arrested without police needing to use their tasers. I thought she would have got
a baby-proof vest.
No shit, dude. That's
how
you
strap my baby-proof vest.
I think that's even better than taking a hostage, because a baby, like, you can just move them real quick, right?
Yeah.
A hostage, you got to make sure they're
trying
not going
to wriggle away,
like headbutt you or like elbow you or something. Like
balls.
A baby is just going to cry and maybe shit itself. And I guess that sinks.
Then
you
throw
the poo. Fuck, dude. We would make such awesome criminals.
We would.
We would have babies just for shields. And then we'd start a TV show called The Shield, and that's what it would be about. So, yeah, Joseph Cox is facing second-degree child abuse, third-degree home invasion, and resisting arrest charges. Quote, he says he loves his daughter, but not as much as he does not want to go to jail, so.
Zofu says, don't wear vests to rob banks. Strap on a couple of babies and there you go.
Fuck taking hostages, dude. We may have just revamped the whole crime syndicate in Detroit.
Fucking A.
You know what? There's a couple comments here. Every now and then we like to read the comments on the stories.
Very first
one. This could have all been avoided if the 2-year-old was potty trained. I fully agree. Should two-year-olds be potty trained?
Ashley's kids have been potty trained since they were about two. Yeah.
Is that about the age? See, I don't know. That's about the age where maybe you should stop shitting yourself?
Well, it's a little young.
Huh.
But you could start at that age.
That's so awesome. The next comment. I'm so sick of the sense of entitlement and lack of respect from the 2-year-old population. Maybe we should send them all back to where they came from. Every time I read a story about Detroit, it's some 2-year-old acting a fool somewhere.
Oh, my God.
I love the comments, dude. That's so awesome. So great.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on. Sweden is banning fake boobs. Whoa.
Banning fake boobs?
Because they might explode. Three brands they're banning of silicone breast implants because of the risk of bursting. Like, just randomly, like that South Park where the guys...
So they're not banning them completely. They're just banning
certain types, right.
Okay.
And they seem, like, pretty popular.
Who the fuck wants a silicone fucking sack to, like, burst?
It reminds me of that South Park when they're all walking around and they spontaneously combust. Like, these chicks with big titties just walk around and, like, all of a sudden just... Boom! Like randomly? Or you're fucking her or something and like it
like
starts
one
moving.
Goes flat.
And then like it pops the top off the titty, like the nipple just pops off and busts you in the eye. And you're
dude.
Fuck! Your titties exploded.
That was the cork. Put it back.
The agency confirmed on Thursday that it has followed the lead of the French authorities to ban the products manufactured by Poly Implant Prothes? PIP. since 01, it is estimated that the titties of around 35 to 45,000 European women have been augmented with the faulty implants.
Holy shit,
that's
dude.
Like the equivalent of like a 100 megaton nuclear bomb.
That's fucked up,
if
man.
All those blew up at once, there goes fucking Sweden.
They don't blow up, they leak anyway.
Over explosion risk. These don't leak. They blow the fuck up.
How
that's
do they
awesome.
What?
I don't know. Maybe because
like
you...
I can just see him like leaking into like your body and like your titty going flat. And then,
Charlie Clown says, probably has something to do with that recent female terrorist with breast bombs.
Nice. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. That was
do
so
you
cool.
Think, is that what it was?
I have no idea, but that would have been great.
That's so funny, dude.
Like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put this in there.
I can't imagine that, though. Like, that's a lot of money spent on that for that to happen, you know? And especially if it's just a random thing, like the guys were like, you know what's even better than silicone? Baking soda and vinegar. And they're like, yeah, we put that in the breast implants. Quick, put the top on, put it in. And the titties are like, uh-oh. Like a volcano just splurging out.
Instant triple D's.
No, I'm lactating. No, you're not, bitch. No, those titties are fucked up. Oh, man.
What
there are no firm figures for how many Swedish women may be affected, while in France, around 1,000 women are set to be offered alternatives. Quote, this is the type of information that we're trying to find out. Yeah, because they're all, like, looking at their wives, like, hey, what kind of titties did I buy you last year?
Right.
Are they PIPs? Poly implant prothes. Yo, you down with the PIPs? No, dude.
No.
One of them just busted my eye up. I can't deal with it at all.
Dude, like, back in the day, they used to put the hard, like, foam silicone fucking implants in there, silicone or whatever. Like, they weren't
that
the
would have
jelly
been
packet.
So nasty, dude. I couldn't imagine,
did
like...
Did you ever see them? Like,
I've seen, like,
with them?
Pictures of them. Not, like, actual women that have them, but
dude,
I've seen, like, before and after of the ones
hard,
that went wrong.
They're hard as a rock. They're blocky, and chunks end up, like, breaking off of it, and, like, it moves, and, like, the boob is all chunky looking and segregated from itself. And just nasty,
yeah,
dude.
That's so gross. And like, even
the jelly like implants are way cooler.
And
like,
I've mentioned it before
cool.
When you're watching a porn and the chick has implants and they're not done well, like maybe they were older ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're fucking her like this and her titties are going up. Like, all you see are those big old smiley face scars. And it's like,
or
that
like
is
when
so
they're doing
foul.
It doggy style and their titties are hanging and it looks like a grapefruit inside of a bag.
Yeah, dude, that is so foul though.
Yeah, like you can see like the lines on the side of her tit. Like, it just looks like a bag. It's got that look to it. It's
dude,
like
B says that's like the population of Kalispell all popping at once. Dry ice implants, memory foam implants.
Nice.
That's awesome. That is, dude. Like, if the whole town just went oh man. That sucks, man. That sucks for Sweden, because Swedish babes are fucking pretty fine. And then they go and fuck up their titties like that?
Gonna be a lot of Swedish fucked up titties.
If God was real, I firmly believe he would have blessed every woman with a set of titties like you got. For
I got,
real.
I got some titties,
that's for
dude.
Real, though. That's on the real.
That's like for real, though?
That's for real, though.
Oh, you don't know about my for real,
shit,
though.
Shit, I do. I know that Sean, excuse me, Lyrical was over here earlier, and he was fucking with it. People see a big purple dong and they have to touch it. And then when they do, they're like, why is it all greasy? Because you ever seen the Virgin Mary statues that have blood coming out of them miraculously? Our dildo does that, but with lube. It just sweats lube randomly. We're going to take pictures and send it into the paper and be like, look at our miracle. It's a big purple dong that sweats lube. It's disgusting.
We don't use this, have never used it, and it is... sweating lube. There is lube coming
so
off
gross,
of an
dude.
Unused
so
dildo. I don't understand. It's a miracle!
Hallelujah!
All hail
hallelujah!
My
hallelujah! Look at your big old fat titties!
Hey.
I love them. Excuse me. So, despite the ban on the product, Stromberg argued that he does not see any reason for Swedish women equipped with the implants to be overly concerned. You know who else kind of made that same mistake? Little car company by the name of Toyota. Remember that little recall that they had? Oh, what, like 5 million fucking cars? Hey, no need to get all worried. Whenever you want to bring that in, we'll fix it.
Hey.
No worries.
Zofu says that's not lube, it's cancer. Don't touch it.
Oh, for real? For real, though?
For real, though.
For real, though. Cancer?
Don't touch it, dude.
Is that even more of a miracle than lube?
Oh, I get to find out if I have cancer or not. I shouldn't.
What?
No,
hold
that,
on.
That whole test,
let me, can I
forgot I, about it.
Let
I
me
forgot
tell,
about my cancer.
Let me teach you about segues. Jesus Christ.
No, that doctor's appointment I went to today, it was to follow up on my
from the whole surgery
risk.
And all that
no,
shit? Or?
No, that high-risk HPV.
Oh, yeah, your
had
genital
on my
warts. How's that
oh,
coming?
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Sorry.
I totally had, no, I don't have genital.
Right, right. See, now that was a joke.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're following
it's
along.
It's abnormal now. Cell growth on the cervix, which is high-risk HPV, which is a human papillomavirus, and if it does not go away, it can turn into cervical cancer. Well, I had a test for it. I tested positive for it. I had a colposcopy where they took a piece of my cervix out and tested that and whatever, and they're like, all right, we need to do another test in 6 months. Well, it's been that long, if not a couple months longer, because I haven't been able to get to a doctor, and I went to the doctor today about it. So I will be finding out soon if I have cervical cancer or not, which I don't think I do at all.
That's
because
cool.
When I went in for the colposcopy, it was already pretty much gone away as it is. So
right, and you've been feeling better, right?
Yeah, I've been
hopefully.
Feeling great. Okay. So I don't think I have any issues, but... I don't know. You guys said something about cancer.
Charlie Clown says, is HPV worse than HIV?
No.
It's like one letter off. I doubt
no.
it.
No.
And going back to the Toyota thing, B says, they just hired NASA to figure out the Toyota problem.
Oh, God.
That's not very... Well, and I mean, honestly, NASA ain't doing nothing, right? Didn't they... The shuttle's pretty much done. Like, NASA's sitting there like, I wish we were back on the moon again. Like, wishing they had something going on.
Zofu has a really good point. If you don't have HPV, you're being left out. And that is actually
well,
really true because
count
every,
me out.
Almost every male carries it.
Except for me.
No, dude.
I had it. My immune system fucked it up, dude. I got
How do
footage.
You think
I got footage.
I got it.
What?
How do you think I got
oh,
it?
Oh, because you're a whore. But no, I got footage of my blood cells being all like, there he is, get him! It was a very unfair fight, I will say. It was a beat down, if you will. It was horrible.
HPV, everyone pretty much has HPV, but it doesn't do anything to men. Men
down
won't
with
even
HPV?
Know that they have it.
Yeah, you know
men don't
she
even
is.
Know that they have it. Men have no clue that they can even... They just don't know. There's no way to even see that a man has HPV at all. It doesn't bother them. No, nothing. Okay?
Sometimes it does.
That
when their girlfriend
severe.
Constantly brings it up. And it's like, you did this to me. Then
no,
it bothers
they
them.
Might get like oh,
but not physically.
An outbreak of some kind, like a rash or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, those are warts.
No, it's like a rash yeah. for dudes. And and that's only in like the worst case scenario. Okay, so like a dude with HPV, there's no test for it. There's no way you can tell that you have it and it doesn't bother you. But you can pass it to a girl.
Right.
And so most
well, hey,
women actually
that.
Do have abnormal cell growth on their cervix, HPV. And they just don't know it. And it normally just goes away because the immune system takes care of it on its own.
Wow.
And it's not that big of a deal. But if you have enough of it and you're exposed to it enough, and if the cell growth decides to fucking eat your cervix, then you get cervical cancer.
No shit.
Yay.
Yeah, B says, yeah, the space program's kaput. We ride with Russians now, which is kind of weird because remember, like, what, 25 years ago? We weren't riding with the Russians for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Tetris, right?
Mm-hmm.
They made Tetris. That was a good game.
I still have the old school Nintendo
oh,
with
fuck
the first
yeah.
Tetris.
Fuck yeah.
Who
I got that shit.
The castle go off with the alien
I got that
spaceship?
Shit on my computer.
I do.
Fuck yeah. I'll destroy you at Tetris.
Oh, you don't even
you
know.
Don't even.
Dude.
Dr. Mario, Tetris, that's my steez.
No,
I will
no,
rock
just
your world.
Straight up Tetris.
We should fuck while we play Tetris. And if I win, I get to come in your mouth. And if you win, you let me come in your mouth. That's how
what?
That works.
Did you have any idea what up. I used to do up at my mom and dad's house? There's no TV. There's no internet. There's no phone. I would hook up my old school Nintendo
whoa, whoa, whoa,
with
whoa.
Tetris
Hold
and
on.
Play.
Real quick, Zofu says, I had a nightmare someone stuck a dry Q-tip up my dick hole. I never want that done to me. Yeah, dude, let me tell you a little something about getting an STD test. Unless your dick burns when you pee, don't do it. Fuck that shit, because that fucking hurts. Smart-ass fucking listeners donating money to make me shit. I'm not a whore!
Ian Daddy Bones has a good point.
Fuck yeah.
Use the pee theme when playing Tetris. That is always my theme.
Fuck yeah.
No big deal. Dude.
Ian Daddy Bones,
favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Original Geeks podcast, joining
fucking
the house tonight. What's
that
up?
That is a good
he
thing.
He is the guy that's got a mixtape coming out that one of my tracks are going to be on, if
nice.
That's still happening. I
cool.
hope it is. That's fucking cool,
a.
though. Yeah.
We'll have to do a Tetris competition now, because
oh,
I think I
God,
would smoke your ass.
Are you serious?
What's the highest level you've ever been to?
Fucking I beat that game, bitch.
You cannot beat Tetris.
The fuck you can't. You're just not that good. You see? You didn't know you could beat the game. That's how
you
good
can't.
I am.
It just keeps going up in levels, you dumb fuck.
Until you beat it.
No,
you dumb
don't.
Fuck. All right, let's finish this up here. So the products are outlawed now by the French Drug Administration, also known as the FDA.
Oh, yeah?
That's weird. I wonder if our FDA sued their FDA. After a slew of reports that they had a tendency to burst due to an erroneous mixture of silicon. That's so fucked. The products will now be recalled from the Swedish market, of course, and the clinics in the country will be forbidden from using them. Do you think now this is going to open up a whole new black market, excuse me, African-American market of people selling these fucked up implants? Like guys trying to get back at their girlfriends or something, and they're like,
dude.
Hey... I need the funny implants, if you wink, wink,
right.
know what I mean.
It's like, hey, I know
honey,
we had a really bad falling out last year,
but honey,
really bad about killing your dog and taking the house.
I
so
brought you titties.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you some implants that you've been wanting, and I know your new husband would love them.
That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fucking great. That would just, yeah. You come home and your titties just all fucked up.
Just all over the fucking place. Like, what the fuck happened to you? What is wrong? All right, well, I got one more story here before we call it a night.
All right.
Maggots. We're all fans of maggots, huh?
No.
Oh, no? We're
no.
not... Oh, right.
I do not like maggots.
Maggots caused chaos at Preston's Indoor Market when they escaped from their stall.
As a matter of fact...
Wait, were you selling maggots? That's weird.
As a matter of fact, in Florida, when I would go fishing, if I... came home with fish and had to clean them, and it was on a day that I knew that the garbage man wasn't going to come the next day, I would throw the remains of the fish in a bag and drive somewhere else and throw it in their dumpster, because I hate maggots that much.
That's gross.
Dude, because it fucking, I mean, dead fish, dead fucking fish parts.
Oh, absolutely.
Maggots.
Stink.
And like every time you open it for like 3 or 4 days until the
garbage man
comes
fuck
by.
Yeah. That's foul.
Fuck that.
That's totally foul.
Okay, it was so illegal, though. You're not supposed to be able to dump garbage in, like, businesses or anything. I'm
Keith
fucking
and the
dumping,
girl,
like, giant bags of, like, shit.
Yeah, Keith and the girl
fish.
Did a story a while back about, like, these really overweight people, and they were lifting up folds and, like, finding maggots in there. And, like, the people didn't know, right? Like, how the fuck? That's just gross. Like, on you, dude? Ugh. I could not deal with that at all.
Charlie Clown has a good point. If it wasn't for maggots, we'd have dead people stinking up
that
the streets.
That is a good point.
That's a good,
bring out
good
your
point.
Dead.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead. I love that movie. So great. So, yeah, the insect slipped out of a faulty fridge at Bag Up Baits. Oh, it was a bait thing. Okay. In the upper floor of the famous market, they managed to crawl under the shutters of the stall and out into the main market hall and other stalls on Wednesday night. Oh, that's gross.
Awesome.
Some even fell down to the ground floor where traders sell meat, fish, and other fresh foods. Ugh. You imagine going there and being like, yeah, I'll take that rack of ram, that rack of lamb, and it's all like just crawling. Oh, that gives me the willies, man. That gives me the willy goats. I can't
the
deal with
goats.
That shit. Yeah.
The willy goats.
Some guy.
Who got the willy goats? You got the willy goats.
Who got the willy goats?
That's your new song, right?
There,
there
it is. Done.
There it is.
What? How y'all next feeling tonight, Kalispell?
I got the willy goats.
Who got the willy goats?
Next week.
Me and Sean
that's going
just
down.
Me and Sean just kicking that line back and forth. Yeah. Yo, you got the willy goats? I got the willy goats. You got the willy goats? Who got the willy goats? Dude, put your hands up if you got the will. Dude, I'm going to do it.
That's what it is.
I'm going to do it, and we're going to film it, and we're going to blow people's minds. And then when they're sober, we're going to send it to them and be like, look, idiot.
You enjoyed this.
You got the willy goats, fool.
No, Willy Goat goes, huh?
Who said my name?
I don't get it.
Which is weird because he just got here. Weird. He heard me come. It's like, what, Matt? I hear you. So, yeah, this guy, he's traded at the market for 4 months, said, quote, I thought it was an April Fool when I got the phone call. Who's the fool now, fool? I pity the fool, man, that well, I mean, bought like, the meat like with the maggots in
it. It's like that one news article. It's like you're not going to believe him when a guy calls you and said, hey, worms, like, took over your car.
Worms make the dirt and the dirt makes the earth. I love that song, The Aquabats.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. That faggot white music.
No, but do you remember that story I sent you where, like, these worms, like, spun silk and stuff all over these people's cars? And
right.
It was like a giant fucking thing.
That was fucking crazy.
Like, would you
looking.
Believe the call if you got that on April Fool's?
If the call was accompanied by an MMS text message, multimedia text message, right, that had a picture of it, then probably. But yeah, if you were like, I think it was either Spider-Man or
these worms.
Or I don't even know what the fuck. But yeah, it's all over the fucking place. That's fucking great. Yeah, so, excuse me. Quote, the fuse had gone in the fridge where I keep them, the guy said, and a few had escaped. They will get out of anything, even a sealed container. Those maggots, man, they get all over the place.
Those are disgusting. I fucking hate those things.
How do they get out of a sealed
That's
container?
Why,
like, do they just form, like, they're like little, what's that, that worms game, where they just stack up on top, and
I
then they're like,
game.
All right, one, two, three, push! That's crazy, dude.
You know,
I want a video of that.
A place here in town, one of the Chinese restaurants, I know the name, but I'm not going to say the name because it's mean, and it was a long time ago, but they got shut down for a little
girl.
While.
Way to not get us sued. High
right.
five.
High five.
All right.
But they actually got shut down for a little while because they had maggots in the back of their kitchen because they had chicken remains on the floor.
Right.
It was just, they're, you know, preparing chicken, and there's just chicken shit on the floor.
That's
not
gross.
Not chicken shit, but like,
oh, okay. Like
chicken
bits,
meat and
okay,
stuff, like
thank
bits
you
and
for,
pieces of
thank
chicken
you for clarifying that.
So
thanks.
Yeah, there was like maggots and stuff in the back, and they had to shut it down. Which they've reopened since then, and I have never eaten there since that.
Why? Yeah,
I was like, no,
can't deal with that.
Fuck no, I'm a cook,
like,
and I will not.
No matter how good it is, just because I will be thinking that, I can't do it. No way.
Yeah, dude, I'm a cook, and I take pride in cleanliness of a kitchen, and you cannot cook in a dirty kitchen.
Apparently, this just got out of control after that. The guy said it was an accident. A trader who runs a stall close to the bait shop, who asked to remain anonymous, said, quote, they were all over the place. They had the cleaners in, trying to get rid of them as quickly as they could. Another added, there were about 9 or 10 people trying to clean it up. Quote, it was horrible. The maggots were upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. Maggots everywhere.
Charlie,
it's like a weird fucked up Sextastic Tuesday story.
Charlie Clown says, retarded kid got fired for shitting in the chili at one of our fast food places.
I'm sure every Wendy's everywhere
Wendy.
Has had somebody get fired for shitting in the chili.
Shitting
you
in the
just
chili.
See the chili, you're like, wow, that looks like my dump. I'm gonna dump in it now. Like, you can't help yourself. Sometimes your dump will just be like, hey, that looks like my sister. Can I go say hi? And you're like, sure.
Well, it's like Pizza Hut
disgusting.
Down in Florida. I won't eat there because I know a buddy of mine jerked off in the sauce once. I'm like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
That is fucked up. Dude, people get sued for way less.
You know what's cool?
What?
We don't even need the feedback system.
No, not
I
really.
Never noticed that.
It's not really. I mean, there. You don't
like,
really get
too
many
a,
people on it. It's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean it's hard. Sometimes it's.
I have a good grasp on watching.
If we're both watching the chat, I think we get the gist of it.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problem whatsoever. Like
well,
when you're
good,
talking,
then. I don't feel so
I look
bad
at the
now.
Chat,
then.
And when I'm talking, you look at the chat.
Right.
The feedback's not really that big of a deal. It was.
It's
because
I'm
thing.
All like jumpy and neurotic, so I'm looking at everything all at once.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Well, that's cool. Then I don't feel so bad now. So, yeah, the grubs were quickly cleaned away, and the market was able to open as normal. Cleaning staff will also be returning to the market over the Easter weekend to deal with any remaining insects. You're going to get there, and it's going to be like The Fly, that movie, and they're all going to be just big, giant maggots. They're going to look like Tremors, and they're just going to eat
How
the
awesome.
Fuck out of shit.
I love Tremors. Those are fucking
fuck
cool.
Yeah.
I want to, dude, I have the whole box set of like every one of them.
Yeah, dude. They start getting kind of silly after.
Yeah, after like the second one. Well, I do.
Hey,
like,
B says, I took a big shit on a toilet seat at a Wendy's and left it for all to enjoy once. I remember being with B's and tipping fools in poo dollars because they were just fucking bitches. We only did it to people that really deserved it, but poo dollars, man. I paid rent in poo dollars once.
That's fucked up.
It was fucked up, but my landlord was a dick. It was. Okay. It felt so relieving. Pardon the relief? Relieving? Relieved. Yes. To take a dump on $100 bills. There's just something about it. I'm just like, oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, dump it, and then, like I dump in the toilet, and then I, like, take the bills, and I, like, rub it all over. I'm like, God, this is so good. Fuck yeah.
Disgusting.
And then I took them and put them in an envelope, and, I laid them out and let them dry a little, put them in an envelope, took the envelope and took deodorant and, like, covered the envelope in deodorant so you wouldn't smell the shit. Oh, it was good stuff. He was a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amesby says, I wonder if those, quote, poo dollars got passed back to you at the gas station the next week.
Probably.
B says, somebody did coke through those poo dollars. That's fucking disgusting.
That's gross, dude.
Fuck yeah, you know that's true. You know it, because everyone's a fucking crackhead that worked at that place, for real.
Yeah.
Disgusting. All right, well, you good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Oh, I wanted to say a huge thanks. My grandpa's been on like a weird kick of sending me books lately.
Yeah.
Dude, I about fucking shit my pants when I saw this. He fucking sent me this book. It's all about philosophy. And dude, inside this thing is every great philosopher from like 600 BC all the way up to like the 21st century.
Cool.
Erasmus, Descartes, Dewey, Diderot. It's amazing, dude. And it sums up like all of their main ideas and shit in one spot. And then it says, it gives you little bits that are like, if you really were into this, here's their body of work. And then you can go check that out. Like, this blows me away. Like, I can't wait to read it, dude.
Nice.
There's so many great, like, this is the planet's ideology summed up in one book. This is the world right here. And
nice.
It's so amazing. All right, so thanks, Grandpa.
Cool.
Appreciate that.
Yay.
And yeah, like I was saying, we'll have those videos up for the hip-hop thing and the dance contest. And we're going to try and make a couple internet commercials for the bar because, you know, they let us play there. Granted, we bring in a pretty big crowd. Well, they do. I didn't really have any part of that. I mean, we mentioned it on the show here and there. Yeah, we brought a few people, I guess, huh?
Yeah, a few.
But yeah, so that's really cool we're doing that. And yeah, next week, or next Thursday, I will absolutely have that song memorized and we will rock that fucking crowd. And they won't even remember that, like, hey, Matt Lee, those weren't the words you rapped last time to this beat. Like, you know why? Because I fooled you, sucker. So.
Anyway.
Is that it? Do we have anything else to talk about? I feel like we're forgetting something.
No.
No?
No.
Did we make it perfectly clear? This is a comedy show.
This is a comedy show.
You can always leave us a message, 406-204-4687.
Right.
You can always email info@thejamhole.com.
Yep.
Watch us live Monday, Wednesday, Friday at thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right?
You can follow us on Twitter.
That's right, thejamhole.com/Twitter or /Danny.
That's
D-A-N-N-I.
My Twitter.
And I think that's... I feel like I'm forgetting
Facebook,
something.
Facebook, MySpace, all that stuff.
Am I forgetting something? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
No.
No? All right.
You're good.
Well, thank you guys so much for being with us, of course. I just said where all our shit's at. Thejamhole.com. Check it out. That's where the stuff's at. Oh, real quick. April 20th. 420 show. We will be in Spokane. Bob, Bees, my homeboy in the chat, sipping Sitherp. He's going to be putting us up at his place, possibly. He has room. We're going to try and go down there on the weekend and take a few days off and do a live jam hole show from his place.
Because
he's got a big place. So we're going to have a little party. We're still working that out. If you guys live anywhere near Spokane, come check it out. Hieroglyphics are going to be playing where we're playing at. And I am going to be blown away. I don't even know what to do. I'm going to get up there and just fucking freestyle, I guess. Because no one gives a fuck, right? Are you guys all drunk? Oh, wait, no? Oh, fuck. Well, hold on then. Let me go get a real artist. Hold on.
Ames B says, are you crazy? They're animals.
Yeah, you don't know what you're in for. No, we're all good friends. Me and Bob used to live together. We know what's up. He knows what's up. He knows what time
it
is.
He gets it.
As they say in the hip-hop industry, he knows what time it is. So, yeah, thejamhole.com. Check that out. We'll have some videos up hopefully by the end of the weekend. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. I don't know. I'm still debating whether or not to put my fuck up there. Just because you guys know I totally fucked it up, you'll know. But we might put up Famous for sure. And I'll put up a couple of their songs they did. We'll put up some of the dance contests. And like I said, if you guys are local, Thursdays, Grizzly Jacks will be kicking it off live there. Doing some hip-hop for y'all. Dance contest, win $50, all that good shit. So, yeah. I think other than that, we'll probably... fuck, I should probably find a song here, huh?
Yeah, maybe. That
you got anything you want to say?
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And
all right. We'll see you guys Monday.
Monday.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.